This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to today's shiur. Could you hear me? How's the sound? Sound is good? Okay. So, welcome. We have a very amazing topic today. The first shiur is going to be a general shiur about Nedarim, about a few points that we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, and tying it into the sugyos that we're learning now. As many of you know, today we're holding in our annual campaign, and you could participate by going to charity.com/MMH25. Thank you for those who have participated. Tiskel Mitzvahis. The Sefer Maaseh Roikeach of Rebbe Elazar of Amsterdam, Rebbe Elazar Roikeach of Amsterdam, points out that Masechta Nedarim has 11 prakim, and the Rashi Tevois of the beginning of the Masechta adds up to 399. The Soifei Tevois add up to 763. What is the meaning of all of this? In the context of explaining the significance of Nedarim al pi Kabbalah, the Maaseh Roikeach points out that the secret of Nedarim is in the Soid of Bina. The word Neder is a Lashon of Nun Dar, to show that the root of Nedarim is in Bina, which is the Nun Shari Bina, Nun Dar. The concept of Nedarim lays and rests in the Nun Shari Bina, the 50 gates of wisdom. The Gemara will say, Chazal say, that anyone who is Menader, it's like you're Menader in the life of the king, which Kabbalistically, Bina, from Bina is Nimshach Chaye HaMelech al pi Kabbalah. In any event, that is why Masechta Nedarim begins with the word Koil. Koil Kinei Nedarim Kinedarim. Kol is Gematria 50, to indicate that Nedarim comes from the realm of the Shar Nun. That's also why we're Mater Neder on Yom Kippur. We say Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is also Besoid Nun Sharei Bina. We pointed out on Friday, that's why this past week's Parsha, Matos, begins with the Inyan of Nedarim, and it begins Zeh Hadavar, which Rashi says, that Moshe Rabbeinu is misnabe be'aspaklaria hama'ira. That's the clearest and highest prism of prophecy, because Nedarim comes from the Shar Nun. And that is why the Mishnah says in the beginning of the third parak, four types of Nedarim the Chachamim were mater, and the Mishnah says, any neder, if you want to be mevatel your nedarim, any neder that you want to be mevatel, you say, any neder that I'm destined to make should be batel. The Gemara explains on Daf Chaf Gimel, Chesure Mechzura, that if you want that your nedarim should not be neskayim, on the beginning of the year you should say, Kol neder shani asa lidar. And the Ran explains that from here it's nespashet the minog of Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur. Even though the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah, al pi Kabbalah, we do it on Yom Kippur, because Nedarim comes from the realm of the Shar Nun. Okay, what am I getting at? First of all, it hit me on Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Chacham. Why? How do we know? The Gemara says as follows. There are 50 gates of wisdom created in the world. Kulam nitnu l'Moshe chasar achas. The whole Gemara that says there are 50 Sharim of Bina is Masechta Nedarim. Why? Because Nedarim comes from the 50th gate of wisdom, the Shar Nun, Nun Dar. Therefore, the Gemara that there are 50 gates of wisdom is Masechta Nedarim. Now, what's interesting is that the Arizal asks, why does the Gemara say there are 50 gates of wisdom and they're all given to Moshe except for one? It should say he was only given 49. That's like a backward way of speaking. They're all given except for one. So they weren't all given. So the Arizal says, yes, originally they were all given. And that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, it says, Vayidabra Hashem es kol. And then by the Chet HaEgel, Moshe went down from the 50th level, and Hashem said, Lech Raid, go down from 50. So the Gemara, that there are 50 gates of wisdom, and in fact, to some extent, all 50 were given to Moshe, that is learnt out from Masechet Nedarim. But now let's go to Daf Lamed Tes. The whole sugya of Bikur Cholim is in Masechet Nedarim. Why? You think it's a coincidence? If I were to ask you, I stopped you on a street corner, like, what Masechta is Bikur Cholim in? I don't know, Brachas, Shabbos, why Nedarim? Why Nedarim? So the Maaseh Rekech says that, first of all, you know, Yaakov Avinu was the first one to make Nedarim. Yaakov Avinu was the first one to make a Neder. And even though you're really not supposed to make a Neder, Tosfos in Chulin says on Daf Beis, Be'ez Tzara, you're allowed to make a Neder. Be'ez Tzara, you're allowed to make a Neder. That's why all Nedarim Be'ez Tzara are learned out from Yaakov Avinu. The Maaseh Rekech even says the Soifei Tevois at the beginning of Nedarim equal 399, because Yaakov Avinu was 99 when he made that Neder Be'ez Tzara. He was 63 when he got the brachos. He was 14 years in the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber, that's 77. Then he went to Haran, and he made a Neder. He stayed in Lavan's house 20 years, 97. And then 2 years on the road, at the end of 2 years, at 99, he was Mekayim that Neder. Okay. The Maaseh Rekech says something amazing. He says, Choyle is Gematria 49. Choyle, Ches Vav Lamed Hey. Choyle is Gematria 49. Because from there, the Choyle is lacking in the Sharnun. The way he's cured is by accessing the Sharnun. So, Hamavaker Sachoyle, if you're Mavakish Rachamim, you need to draw on him from the Sharnun. We know that Yaakov Avinu was the one who was Mechadesh, getting sick. Until Yaakov Avinu, nobody got sick. Yaakov davened that people should get sick. And it was Niskayim in Yaakov Avinu, the first mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Now, what's very interesting is, we said the Rashi Tevois of the first words of Nedarim are Shin Sadi Tes, 399. If you add the three letters, you get the Gematria Bikur Cholim. Bikur Cholim. The Soifei Tevois are Tav Shin Samach Gimel, 763. Imak Cholel, 764. That's Gematria Nun Sharei Bina. The Maaseh Rekech says that's why there are 11 Prakim in Nedarim. Why? Because there are 11 letters in the words Bikur Cholim. Bikur Cholim has 11 letters. And this explains Kabbalistically why the Mishnah says that if you're Mudar Haname Chaveroi and you come to visit him, then the person could only stand and not sit. So the Maaseh Rekech asks, why can't we just be Matar the Neder by making a Pesach that if he would have realized that he got sick, he never would have made the Neder? So the Maaseh Rekech says something to the effect that the fact that this person does not want to be Matar his Neder, he's not looking to get a Hatara, that means he doesn't want to access the Sharnun. If he doesn't want to access the Sharnun, then we don't give him the privilege of a full Bikur Cholim. The guy can only come and stand. He can't come and sit. Because since this guy should have been Matar Neder, why doesn't he want to be Matar Neder? He doesn't want to access the Sharnun. He doesn't want to access the Sharnun, so we don't give him from the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, which is from the Sharnun. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting, this whole idea that Masechta Nedarim comes from the Sharnun. And it explains why the Gemara on Lamed Ches is there, that Chamishim Shari Bina Nivra Ba'olam. It explains why the Masechta starts with the word Koil, and explains why the Mitzvah Bikur Cholim is in Masechta Nedarim. Okay, that's just like a way of introduction. We have two short, very interesting topics for today.
Rabbi, one quick question.
Sure, sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go, Michael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.